In most scenarios, you would think that a big, beautiful giantess would be in control, right? Not where Mistress Brighton is concerned. As a matter of fact, I visited a land not too far from Giantess Island and met a very submissive, compliant giantess. And she was more than happy to please a tiny dom. Of course, size matters, right? But there are exceptions to the rule. In the grand scheme of things, there are a varying range of sizes in the city of Terra Gigantum. You might see a really, really big 50-foot tall giantess. You might see someone my size, who's an average 5'7". And you might see some much smaller tinies. And then, of course, there is the giantess women like Elsa. But while many marvel at Elsa's size, Elsa had a little secret. A secret I soon discovered when I came to visit and found that she was wearing an enchanted, hidden collar that only those with supernatural gifts, like fairy witches, for instance, could see. Quite taken, both by surprise and by such a powerful dom, Elsa gasped, her big breast bouncing as she suddenly felt the yank to her magic collar and sank to her knees, unable to resist the pull of such a dominant mistress. She looked down at me, standing in front of her, and directly between her knees as I smiled up at her and uttered the magic words. The words that no one else knew, save for witches and fairies. She dropped down on her hands and knees, braced over me and panting. "Yes, mistress," she said in her booming voice. Elsa was putty in my tiny hands. Can you envision being a giantess slave to a tiny mistress? Why don't we explore your giantess fun sex fantasies? Call me at 1-800-601-6975. And alternatively, check out Enchantrix Empire on the virtual grid. If you would like to read this blog post, head on over to giantessphonesex.com. See you soon.